Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 213.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast.
Learn jazz piano without all the guesswork.
Now, your host, Brendan Lowe.
Welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, where we have one mission, that is to help you achieve jazz piano freedom so that you can express your true inner soul and emotions instead of having to copy what others have shown you. Now, we do this by providing structured and organized jazz piano education on specific jazz piano tools that you can then take and use over any tune so that you have complete jazz piano freedom. All right, welcome to the Jazz Piano School Podcast, episode number 213. My name is Brendan Lowe. Thank you so much for being here. So, we got a really cool episode coming to you this way. It's going to be Monk's birthday this month in October, and what better way to honor his birthday than by diving into Monk, diving into what he was about, his brilliance, right? The textures, the atmospheres he created that were so different, that were radically different and amazing from everybody else that was doing jazz in his time period, in his time era, right? So Sterling Coase is going to dive deep into Monk and dive and let you guys know kind of all about what he was up to and bring that to you. So I don't really have much going on this week. You know, again, still kind of just recovering from the onslaught that was our launch, which was really, really fun. Still upgrading the website, producing content for all you guys. If you guys have ever have questions about anything or you guys want to reach out to me, just feel free to go to our website. Just click on the little help button, and I respond to a lot of the inquiries myself personally along with my team. So with that being said, let's just dive right into this episode. Here we go.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's podcast. This is Sterling Coase here for jazzpianoschool.com. This week we're taking a look at the music of Thelonious Monk. In honor of his birthday this October, I thought we'd take a deep dive into a couple of his compositions to kind of get a sense of his style and get to know his music a little better. Monk is definitely one of my favorite composers, mainly because his compositions are just different. You know, I think it's partly because he was really a different kind of guy. If you get a view into his life, you know, there are definitely some stories out there, you know, that include some of the best musicians. But, you know, just his personality in general shines through in these compositions. And I always find that when I play them, you know, I kind of play a little differently than I normally would. Maybe take a few more chances. And things always are interesting with Monk tunes. So the two tunes we're going to look at today are Straight No Chaser and Epistrophe. Now first with Straight No Chaser, this is an F blues, and what we're looking for in this one is kind of Monk's rhythmic sense. So just to get a sense of that, let's hear the tune in its entirety. Here's Straight No Chaser, key of F. 1, 2, 3. That's an F blues, and we've got a really pretty chromatic melody going on. And the thing you'll notice besides the melody is all the rhythmic hits. So I was accompanying the melody, accenting the rhythms, you know, in each phrase. So the first part of the melody begins, you know, so that's kind of our idea that we're beginning with, that Monk spins through the entire chorus. So let's hear those rhythms again, a little slower this time. So we're really hearing some offbeat kind of rhythms. You know, not a lot of downbeats, you know, some really jagged sort of sounding rhythms. And this is definitely characteristic of Monk's style. You know, just out of curiosity, let's see what these would sound like, just the rhythms themselves outside, without the melody. So I'll be hearing the melody in my head and just playing the rhythms. One, two, one, two, three, four. So really pretty interesting rhythms going on. Definitely inspiring for some ideas of some things to play. So that's what leads us to our next thought, is how do we use kind of this style of monks playing in our own? So we can take a melody like this, straight note chaser, and improvise a little bit in the style. Let's see what that would sound like. First I'll play the head, then take a couple choruses. Experimenting with a little bit of that chromaticism and a little bit of those offbeat rhythms. So that's one thing that I love to do, is to take these monk tunes and really kind of spin the ideas to get some creativity flowing. So first we dealt with some chromaticism and some offbeat rhythms, and next in our tune Epistrophe we're going to be checking out some melodic structures. So if you're not familiar with the tune Epistrophe, it's known for this really wild, kind of wacky melody, which begins like this. And then what happens is it goes up a whole step from D flat to E flat. Same idea, just up a whole step. And there will be a lead sheet on this tune in the practice materials for those of you that need it. But let's continue on checking out this tune. So if we look a little closer, what's kind of the shape that we're seeing here? If we're in E flat, we've got those four notes, E flat, E, C, D flat. And of course it's harmonized a little bit. We go from E flat 7 to E sort of 13, sort of like that. So if we look at this shape, it's really like two half steps that are a minor sixth apart. Pretty wild. If we look at it all in one harmonic shape, pretty dissonant. And then, of course, in D-flat, we've got D-flat, D, B-flat, B. So you'll often notice that Monk is really about these shapes. He's definitely interested in these shapes and exploring the melodies and harmonies involved. So let's hear the rest of this tune. So we've got the first couple of A sections down. And here comes the bridge. It goes to F-sharp minor. E-flat. So anyways, let's unpack that bridge a little bit for those of you that aren't familiar with this tune. So we start in F-sharp minor, and we sort of got a new shape going on. Sort of an F-sharp minor 6 kind of shape. And then this carries up to B, B7. Same shape, except we add a B on top this time. So it's getting to be kind of a blues sound. Sort of like like that. And then we see a new shape at the end of the bridge, this time back to D flat. More specifically, sort of a D flat 9 shape. Up a half step to D9 from D flat 9 to D9. And that D takes us back up to E flat. And we go back down to D flat. So throughout this tune, we've got a couple of four note shapes which move up a whole step. And in the bridge, we've got a new shape. So this is really how Monk is developing these melodic structures into melodic ideas. And then our last four note one, which I've omitted. So epistrophe, it's really just a series of four note shapes. You can boil it down to those four note shapes. And he creates a whole tune out of it and develops ideas. So we can use these ideas in our improvisation as well. We can steal some of those motives and get creative with how to improvise with them. So if I were improvising over these chord changes, perhaps I could use some of the same chords, same melodic structures, or some new ones of my own that I make up within the key. So let's try it out. I'll play just the last four bars to get into it. My chorus of epistrophe. You could hear that I was using some of the four note structures from the melody and then kind of creating some of my own for my own improvisation. So those are some ideas that we can glean from the great Thelonious Monk. We've got some melodic structures from epistrophe and some chromatic melodies from Straight Note Chaser, and the rhythm really carries through it all. To me, Monk is all about rhythm. That's what really brings his music to life. So we can use that ourselves and make it our own. So I hope you enjoyed this, and happy shedding. Play some Monk tunes, and maybe post some of your favorite other Monk tunes in the comments. Looking forward to seeing those. All right, thanks. See you next time.